watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Hi, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick. Welcome into another edition of Inside Automotive right here in the CBT Automotive Network. Do you have a winning strategy going into the new year to generate more revenue, which is what it's all about? If not, the Automotive Analytics and Attribution Summit, or AAAS, is where you should be November 14th through the 16th in Palm Beach, Florida. Who doesn't want to be in Palm Beach in November? On today's show, we're pleased to welcome Brian Pasch, founder of and CEO of PCG Companies, also the host of CBT's show, longest running show, I might add, Auto Marketing Now, to discuss how dealers are measuring performance now and what you can expect at the AAAS Summit. So thanks so much, Brian, for joining us on the show.
Yeah, it is a mouthful. You know, someone has suggested, Brian, you really need to shorten the conference. So actually, we may do that and make an announcement this November. Yes, it is a unique time in the automotive industry, but it's no time to rest on our laurels, even though we do have record profitability and probably record uncertainty, Jim. You've been covering this well. Everything has been turned upside down.
That's right.
And dealers need to, well, get a new playbook to be successful for next year.
That's right. That's right. And as you know, some bad habits can form during good times like this, where every buyer comes on the lot as a, you know, takes delivery that day at sticker price plus. And we know that this is not going to last, whether it's over, you know, by mid 2022 or by mid 2023. We're not exactly sure yet, but it's going to be over. And it's, you know, trust me, dealers, it's not going to last long. I know that you know that already, but you know, how we prepare for those times to ensure that we're getting every dollar that we can squeeze out of our ad dollars and where those leads are coming from so that we can spend more dollars in that area versus another area that, you know, recently Brian brought to our attention that, you know, 15 cents or 20 cents out of every dollar in marketing, you know, online with Google was actually going to sales. The balance was going to other areas of your dealership. It was a huge eye opener for many. And
for,
you know,
sure,
people are still shaking it off, trying to figure out, wait a minute, what is, you know, what have we been doing? And then what is the course of action moving forward? So in your estimation, Brian, how are dealers and managers measuring performance today?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I travel extensively today. I'm back on the road visiting more dealers, and there are interesting, you know, differences between dealers and dealer groups. Some have a very, very tight process on when a lead comes in or a phone call and how they follow that down to a sale.
Right.
And good operators look at those sales opportunities, make sure they turn into sales. Mm-hmm. Very few have a framework to analyze everything up to that point, which would be how their traffic to their website is being generated and is it quality, how their website is engaging with those customers.
Right.
And so what we're going to tackle this year are really about five pain points that dealers have. And I think the big breakthrough that you mentioned was for the first time we realized that we were sending Google the wrong signals to optimize our sales campaigns for new and used cars. And at the conference, I am now going to not just restate the problem that was in the research report, but show dealers how to fix their advertising.
Awesome.
And then one of the big breakthroughs that we're going to be talking about is looking at the website as a living ecosystem with active shoppers. And we're gonna have some speakers and some technology to reveal how to look at the people on your website in real time and engage with them real time instead of waiting for the lead and then chasing them. So we have dealer case studies to talk, we have vendor technology, but I think dealers who say, you know, all conferences are the same, or they're recycling the same conversations, I'll have to respectfully disagree, because most dealers are in chase mode.
Right.
They just wait for the website to yield an egg. You know, it's like the egg is a lead. And then, you know, you're going to run after the chicken. How about, you know, talking with the shoppers right there? And these are just two of the conversations we'll be attacking this year.
That's right. That's right. And in an ever-changing world in automotive that we're in right now, Even if somebody's gone to this last year or they've been to a digital dealer or whatever the case might be, right now, dealers, you can't get enough information on where the next strategies are coming from, where the next pitfalls are to look out for, what your competition is doing to drive more traffic to their website over your website, and then what they're doing with that traffic. And I think, you know, one thing about Brian's events are, first of all, they're first class in great spots. But beyond that, the content that you walk away with is really going to equate to dollars in the bottom line at your dealership, simply because you've got more, in fact, you've got the recipe on how to, you know, build a good digital strategy. And I think dealers need all of the tools in their bucket. They need all the tools on their website, but they also need the tools, you know, in their head to say, I have firsthand knowledge of what's happening out there, so you can hold people accountable inside your dealership. So I think that's what's great about your conferences, is that they provide that to dealers. Let me ask you this: who, in your opinion, who in the dealership should attend a conference like this, or this conference?
Sure. So my conferences are different than others. I like to see the general manager, sales manager, marketing manager, and the C-suite, the people who make decisions, because we don't do workshops on lead handling, and we don't do, you know, service drive workshops. So definitely variable ops focus. I'll give you some more specifics. If you have a digital retailing tool on your website and you're not really sure if it's working great, whoever's responsible for that decision need to attend. Yeah. If you are spending a good amount of money, or historically have spent a lot of money on marketing, and someone's looking at how should I measure it, how should I inspect my agency, that person should be attending. If you're looking to optimize your sales processes to reduce labor costs and increase your engagement rate with consumers, whoever's responsible for that, they should attend. Meaning there's some pain points that we're still moving through in automotive retail. And so the people who are responsible for marketing, sales process, online sales tool, and overall dealership profitability, those are decision makers. Those are the people who should come.
That's right. That's right. And if you're a dealer and you're listening to that, you say, wow, that's a number of people in my operation. Two things. A, I need them back at the dealership. And how do I do that? And how do I give that up? And I know as a dealer, I would be concerned about that. And then B, oh, the cost of all of these people flying to Palm Beach and attending or what have you. Let me pose this to you, dealer. Take it out of your overspent ad budget that we all know is inefficient anyway. You know that $100,000 that you've got that you just keep throwing money at, hoping that it's going to beat your competition? And meanwhile, you're going to find at Brian's conference, you've been wasting a boatload of money out there doing that. Okay. Oh. Take it out of the ad budget. If it costs you $10,000 to have five people out there, take the $10,000 and go to the conference and come back a much wiser marketer of retail automotive, way more than the way that you went into the conference. And just write it off as advertising, okay? And if you think you can't afford to have people out of the dealership, guess what? You can't afford to have people not out of the dealership at a conference like this. I'm just telling you, okay?
Yep.
Because I sat where you sat as a GM and a dealer principal myself. And I was sick and tired of being sick and tired when I'd ask a question and I got deer in the headlights on something very fundamental that my marketing team and my ad agency was supposed to know. And guess what? They didn't know it. And then that fear sets in on my part because I'm scratching my head saying, how many thousands of dollars have I been spending and I'm not getting the right answers? So this is a great opportunity also for the networking and to get with other dealers, you know, on those pain points you talked about, to say, hey, Mr. Dealer over here, you have 45 stores. What are you doing in those stores? I only have three. What are you doing?
Right.
Okay. And some of the best conversations are, you know, at maybe outside by the pool or at the bar or what have you, to get that one-on-one time with your colleagues in the industry.
Yeah. So, you know, and I want to follow up on one conversation you said about networking. You know, larger dealer groups have different challenges and problems than individual stores or smaller groups. Mm-hmm. So, the day before the AAAS Summit, we're pioneering a new event called the Automotive CXO Summit. It's just for C-suite executives for 10 or more stores.
Sure.
If you go to the website, you'll already see the dealer groups that are committed. This is a private, like Power 20 group meeting where we're going to talk about six or seven things that apply to dealer groups. And if you are a CIO, CMO, CEO, of a dealer group, this is the place to be. But to your point, Let's talk about some of the hot topics. We're going to have Chip Perry and three dealer principals talking about their switch to single point of contact selling. Yep. Now, we know digital retailing is a thing, but few are transactional today, meaning completing right. everything online.
Right.
Where's the real efficiency? Well, you're going to hear dealers say that it's not the technology, but it's the staffing model. And so Chip and three customers are going to be talking about the A to Z Sync sales process, their training, and their transformation. That's a big topic. We're also going to have Tim Cox from CarNow and three of his dealer customers who have totally transformed the way they look at their website by serving and watching what people do on the website and talk with them in real time instead of chasing them. Okay. And so this is a breakthrough on a dealer seeing the website as a passive tool versus a living, breathing entity, that virtual showroom. That's going to be an amazing, powerful breakthrough conversation. Then we're going to be talking about some things that everyone's been wondering about, the Reynolds acquisition of Gubagoo. What's in the cards for a company like Reynolds who has DMS and has CRM and has a lot of tools? What's this connection with Gubagoo? And they have some exciting breakthrough things to share that I think that dealers are really going to want to hear. We're going to have some amazing presentations on breakthroughs in technology and how that is changing automotive retail. And so I think that dealers who think that all conferences are the same, we have original research, we have leading cutting edge strategies with dealer examples, and we're going to really blow up some of the common embedded sales process thinking. Instead of being a lemming and walking off the cliff with everyone else for inefficiencies, we're gonna with a megaphone try to stop automotive retail and say, stop, look at the data, and let the data tell the story.
And why wouldn't you want to? If you're in one of these positions and you're spending in excess of $1 million a year in marketing, and the vast majority in the area of digital marketing, why would you not want to become more of an expert to follow those dollars and to keep everybody, on the straight and narrow? Because, as you get a lot of yes men coming up to you and yes women coming up to you when you ask a question. Oh yeah, boss, we're on that. Oh, we track that. We've already got it all nailed down. Okay. That's the same person that also tells you, yes, we listen to all of the phone calls coming into the dealership every day. No, you don't. Okay. Biggest lie ever. So, if we're going to continue to believe this and not go and hear it for ourselves as dealer principals, I believe you have a responsibility to, it would almost be like a dealer saying, oh, I don't need to go to the dealer 20 meeting. I've already been to one of those. I'm good. Okay. Well, the whole idea is that the industry changes every single day. So you can't stop going to a dealer 20 and feeling like I've been to a few. I know it all now. Right. And your events each year are pretty much that opportunity to find out, okay, what has changed? This is a benchmark from last year. This is where we are today. And by the way, this is where Google says that we're headed. And who's, I love all the people at Google, great company. And we have Lisette here on the show and have you.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, who is keeping an eye on Google, for the auto industry? Who is that check? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's me.
Who is
that's
that checkpoint? And are we going to Google to say, oh, no, they're on it. They're watching themselves and it's all great. No, you got to have a third party coming in going, well, we took a look at the analytics. We took a look at, the spend and where it's headed and what have you. So it's great stuff. But Brian, I won't keep you much longer. I do suggest dealers get down there on November 14th through the 16th. There's still obviously plenty of time to get an airfare. Many of you
and
know.
And airfare to Florida is relatively cheap.
It is relatively cheap.
You can fly into Fort Lauderdale or PBI. PBI is the closest.
That's right.
But Fort Lauderdale has the most connections and normally lower prices. We have a great rate on the hotel. It's a third of the normal November rate.
Yeah.
The weather is perfect.
Yep.
We're right on the beach.
Yep.
And we're going to have the best minds together to help people That's improve right. their retail operation.
You can see pictures of it right now because we're showing the resort. And don't want to go, don't show these to your spouse because they're going to go, oh, no, we're going. Because while you're in the conference, I will be on that beach sunning myself in the middle of November. So
that's right.
So Brian Pasch, thank you so much for joining us on the show. I know you're a very busy guy these days, and best of luck to you and Carrie. Hope she's doing well. It sounds like she's doing better. So we're all praying for her. So. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks for watching Inside Automotive with Jim Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick, Pasch, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.